Let's hear from someone else, shall we?
Upload with Harry Whittaker.
We are going to be hearing from the fantastic Anthony Stones at around about 8:15. But before that, David Himsworth is our next uploader. This is a new one for Upload on BBC Radio York, because David has uploaded a country song. How exciting! I love it when we get something new. It's called The Last Time You Called. David writes this about his upload. It's a song written by me for a country music podcast in the USA. Wow! I write songs and I team up with two musicians and have them recorded. This is a paying hobby for me. I'm old and retired in Filey. But you never know it, because this is phenomenal. Listen to this. This is from David Himsworth playing on BBC Radio York. The song he's written, it's called The Last Time You Called.
The last time you called was to tell me it was over. You had taken the kids and moved in with your new lover. I was still fighting the war, my wounds so much worse. One thing was for sure, you'd never be my nurse. You wanted wild times while you were still young. You just didn't need me dragging you down like a stone. Your mama had warned me I'd have to make it alone and fight my last battles like you said on the phone. 12 years have passed now. Your mama's been a real star, kept me close to my kids. I've a great love for her. It was tough starting again. I don't move around so good, but I got real lucky. A few friends understood. The last time you called, the last words we'll have, you will be a poison. I will take them to my grave. You made no excuses, no words that might heal. You just didn't want me, and that was your deal. I avoided the nightmare that many of us find. Their bodies about mended, but with cracked mirror minds. The last time you called was the last talk of our lives. Betrayal and rejection, your words cut like knives. I found work again in Memphis, writing songs with the guys. Then one song out of 60 took us all by surprise. It topped the sales of all the country charts. Covered by the stars, it's gonna win us awards. I guess a Grammy for me. We will mix with the famous in the great hall. And the name of our song is The Last Time You Called. The kids and your mama have promised to be there when I go up to the stage. They will be wheeling my chair.
Upload with Harry Whittaker.
Harry Whittaker.
BBC Radio York.
How good was that? That was our uploader, David Himsworth. He wrote that. It's a country song called The Last Time You Called. Gonna play Westlife. Then we'll have a chat to David from Filey. So, world of our own on BBC Radio York. You are listening to Upload. A few moments ago, we heard from a fantastic uploader called David Himsworth, who wrote a country song for a country music podcast in the USA. He's live on the phone from Filey. Good evening, David.
Hello, Harry.
How is beautiful Filey this wonderful evening?
It's a riot of colour and excitement, you know, the usual stuff.
Jolly good.
Mobility scooters tearing up and down the promenade.
Hey, that's what I like to hear.
Police helicopters overhead. You know, it's a wild place, finally, Mum.
They're looking for you, David. They're looking for you.
Yeah, somebody anyway.
Now, we were so excited when we heard this on the uploader because we've never had a country song that someone's
really?
Written before. No, we haven't. It's such a massive genre, isn't it?
It's huge, and it's becoming more and more popular. It keeps coming back in different formats. And it's the reason I use it is because that's what people I deal with want. And that the guys I record with, they're very much into Americana and country music and Cajun music. So we do what we're good at, really. So it's about the 12th or 13th one we've done. But that's gone down pretty well, that one, because I don't know if you noticed the solo in the middle, the guitar
yes,
solo.
Yes, of course.
It is spectacular. We've got a really fantastic pair of lads who play on that. So I thought I'd send it in anyway. I'm delighted to hear it.
So you write that you're retired, but David, walk me through the whole history, because you're clearly a phenomenally talented songwriter. Have you always written music?
No, I'm an old man that writes songs. I'm not a songwriter. I think a songwriter is a man who makes his living out of writing songs. I don't make a living out of it. I make pocket money out of it. But the guys who I work with, they make proper money out of it. No, it's all a big mistake, really. About 9 years ago, or 8 years ago, I wrote a song for my godchildren when they were leaving home after university. And it was a bit of a sentimental thing, and I left it and forgot all about it. And I found it 2 years ago on my computer. I thought, it sounds all right. So I made a CD of it and sent it to their father, my best friend Pete, and said, what do you think of this? And he said, it's a great song. Who's on it? He didn't recognise my voice. He said, what's it about? So I told him. And he burst into tears, I think. So he said, wow. So I said, well, you know, I'll send it to them for Christmas. I said, what I'll do is I'll try and get a good recording of it done. I was in Ireland at the time, and I went down to a studio who I knew pretty well and said, can you clean this up? Because it was a bit tatty, a few foul notes in it and things. He said, oh, yeah, we'll have a go. A couple of weeks later, they phoned me up and said, Dave, you know, come in. So I wandered down. I said, look, sorry, we can't do anything with this. It's the wrong sort of file for us. So another guy there with them said, who's singing it? And I'd given a false name. I thought, well, even if it's bad, I don't think I'm an idiot. So I gave him this Charles name, and he said, okay, do you know him? I said, well, yes, I certainly know it. It's me anyway. He said, can you get him over here to record it? I said, well, who are you? He said, well, I'm an A&R man working for Sony Music. I thought,
oh, my goodness.
Well, what do we do now? Here comes the truth, Bonnie lad. So I said, well, so I eventually had to go back and tell them and said, well, you can forget about coming over, but we'll record it. As it turned out, the studio did not have the talent of the guitars we have here or anything else to do it. So they said, look, take it back to wherever you want and we'll pay for the recording. And here's a small amount for use of the song. And if it does any good later on, there'll be royalties and things like that. I thought, well, that'll do. So I came over to the UK and hunted around and found eventually two people in Newcastle who, that's the guys playing on there now, Tim and Liam, and they're just spectacular.
Hey, they're super talented, aren't they?
Oh, they are. I mean, Tim is tours the world with bands, and so does Liam's done lots of tours. We'll look them up one day. We'll do a website for them so people can find them. But they are very, very talented kids. I got really lucky there. I got some good advice. the main thing was that they're nice kids. I mean, they're 30s and I'm 76. You think I'm going to go in there, they're going to think, oh, God, another old loony, you know, forget it. But it turned out we got on very well. And I know stuff they don't know from the old days, and they're interested. So that song, we recorded that, and I took two other ones along. One of them was much better, actually. So we did three songs in a couple of days,
yeah.
And they all left smiling. And the people who had done that original song for said, look, there's a couple more topics we'd like covered. Can you do something? So I sent them off some lyrics and said, this is what I would do with it. They said, okay, just get on with it, and we'll pay for the recording. And I don't make any I don't really make any money out of it, but as long as everyone gets paid, that's fine, you know, the musicians. And they sent two more over to them. It wasn't to Sony this time, it was to another guy, and they're using it in podcasts, and they took both of them. So I thought, wow. This is a good hobby, but it makes more money than fishing anyway.
Yes, so, absolutely. And has it, for you, has it always been country music first?
No, it's always been. You see, I'm one of the lucky generation at my age. In the 50s, there was no music for us at all. It was rubbish. We could get a bit of jazz and that was it. But then we were here when rock and roll started. And all the way through, I played the guitar since the skiffle days. Yeah. I've always been interested in the music. I used to play an awful lot in pubs and things like that in the 60s and 70s. And then I left it all alone. I had to go and make a living properly. You know, I was never good enough to be professional. And I just forgot all about it until I retired and started playing around with some guitars again. Well, hang on, let's have a go at some of this. And it came as a big surprise, but, you know, you've got to be pretty egocentric to think your songs are any good. So I just took it little by little. And, all right, there's probably 20 I've done which were rubbish we didn't do anything with. But there's 10, anyway, good ones, which we've earned a little bit of money out of, which is the best-paying hobby I've ever had, anyway. So,
David, it sounds like you're living the dream.
The crazy thing is, you know, when you retire, well, you don't know, but it's a long time until you retire, but when you retire...
Well, I don't know, David.
The worst thing is your brains. If your mind's got nothing to do, you're finished. You just do a hole and die. And I needed something to keep me busy. And the coincidence was it all happened at the right time. You know, we retired 4 or 5 years ago and ended up in Fiji, a wonderful place. And it started to happen then. So it's hard work because I'm not a natural, but it's great to have something to do, something to work on. And also, there's the kick of being in a studio with those two guys, only a few times a year. But honestly, it is just such a thrill. And then you come home and you got the music files sent down, you approve them. They pick the singer, they pick the drummer usually, and all the rest of it. And you end up with a lovely product. Well, sorry, I think a lovely product.
David, you're quite welcome to say a lovely product it is. I mean, David, to be fair, I feel like I should almost hand over the show to you. I'm hardly asking you any questions. You're the dream guest. I do want to ask you something, because I'd get you on every week if I could, David. You sent me a wonderful email.
You'll regret saying that, Bonnie, man.
You sent me a wonderful email. And you said, you know, there are all these stories from the 60s and...
don't get me going.
Well, I want to ask, because you write in your email, there are terrific stories about music in North Yorkshire from the 1960s. All the great musicians appeared at the Kirk Elvington Country Club, the Kirk, Hendrix, Rod Stewart.
Kirk Elvington, it was probably the best place in the UK to see bands. John McCoy started that off. He had a lovely band called the Crawdaddies, which is R&B, rhythm and blues. And all the groups came through there rehearsing on their way to the big tours. So literally, we got them before they're in this big place. But it's a smallish venue, maybe 100, 200 people in there. So it's very intimate. But everyone was there. We saw the whole lot. You name them. So it was incredible. It was cheap to get in, nice beer, sandwiches, food and rest of it. We saw a lot. It was just quite spectacular. The John Mayall, Hendrix, Cream, Clapton, Animals, Rod Stewart, John Baldry. It was. We thought, well, this is what life's always like. But when you tell people in London this, they said, oh, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe you.
They had to go and pay lots of money to see them somewhere else.
Yes, indeed.
But it was just spectacular. And we just accepted, but we didn't realise how lucky we were. We really didn't. And God bless John McCoy, he's still going strong, but he just put the whole place on the map. And you Google him sometime, the Kirk, John McCoy, and you won't believe what turns up on there. We still talk about it, all the survivors. There's not many of us left, actually.
David, can I just say, it's been a treat having you on. Such a phenomenal upload, last time you called the country song you wrote. I want to ask, where can people find more of your stuff?
We're just going to put a website, and we're working on it now. We haven't actually got that up yet. It'll be called Floating Notes, okay. And that'll be up in about 2 or 3 weeks' time, but we're trying to get that right. But there's copyright issues with my clients on this, so we've got to know which ones they want on there and which ones we can put on there, etc. But that's the only place. Well, we've got quite a lot of music now to put on there.
Floating Notes.
That's what it'll be called anyway, so that's where we'll go to.
That's what you must remember. David, it's been an honour to talk to you. Keep uploading stuff as well.
Really? You want another one?
Yeah, of course I want another one.
I'll write one for you.
All right, lovely. Thank you so much, David.
God bless. Thanks,
cheers.
Harry.
Bye-bye.
Upload. Get yourself on the BBC with Harry Whittaker on BBC Radio York.